A European space probe arrived this morning at Saturn's biggest moon, Titan. Radio telescopes on Earth have confirmed that the probe has been beaming data back to its mothership for more than 2 hours. David Southwood from the European Space Agency says they can't read the data yet, but at least they know the space probe is alive.
As far as I'm concerned, the baby is out of the womb, but we've yet to count the fingers and toes. So we've still got a long way to go, but it's a major step.
This is the climax of a risky and ambitious mission to explore one of the most mysterious places in our solar system. More than 100 scientists have gathered in Darmstadt, Germany, to await the results of the mission. NPR's Richard Harris is there, too.
The Huygens space probe shatters the distance record for a mission to the surface of a distant body. Saturn's moon Titan is more than a billion miles away. It takes radio signals traveling at the speed of light more than an hour to get from here to there. And John Czarnecki from the Open University in England says the Huygens probe has been asleep since it was launched, piggybacked on NASA's Cassini probe back in 1997. And now is the moment of truth.
Well, it's a bit like taking your car. You send it, 3 billion kilometers through this incredibly harsh environment, then you throw it at 20,000 kilometers an hour at this strained object, and you expect it to start first time. We only have one chance with this, and space is a pretty unforgiving environment.
And getting there is just the start. The Huygens probe slammed into the atmosphere of Titan at blistering speed. Radio signals received on Earth show that the Huygens heat shield, 10 feet across and shaped like a flying saucer, slowed the probe down to speeds that were merely supersonic. Scientists know that the first in a series of parachutes has popped open to allow the probe to drift down to Titan's frozen surface. More than a dozen sensors, including cameras, are supposed to spring to life. Marcello Fulcagnoni from the University of Paris has put a microphone on the probe. It will listen for thunder as well as record a digital record of the descent. He says the mic will sample sounds of the atmosphere as Huygens plunges toward the surface.
It's not clear that we are hearing something which is caused by Huygens. Is the Huygens voice or is it Titan voice? We will see. I think in any case, to have the voice of an atmosphere of another world is something exciting.
Huygens' primary mission is to study the chemistry and behavior of Titan's atmosphere. It's chock full of chemicals that could be similar to those found on Earth 4 billion years ago, before life began. Those chemicals include carbon compounds necessary for life as we know it. But Titan is far too cold for liquid water, so scientists doubt life could have gained a foothold there. Huygens' mission manager Jean-Pierre Le Breton explains the probe will thump to the surface of Titan with the impact of a parking lot fender bender.
We have good hope that we are going to survive. If we do, the probe is going to function for as long as the batteries will provide electricity, and the orbiter will be continue listening to the probe for another 2 hours on the surface.
Scientists hope they will learn about the strange chemistry and physical processes of Titan. John Czarnecki wonders why Titan isn't pockmarked with craters like our own moon.
Now, that has got to mean, surely, that something is happening on the surface to essentially hide these impact craters, which must have occurred over geological timescales. So what is it? Is it liquid? Is it some sort of cryovolcanism? Is it this organic goo that people talk about? We don't know, but something is happening to resurface the surface of Titan.
During this entire time, the Cassini space probe in orbit around Saturn is programmed to receive signals from the Huygens probe. In a few hours, Huygens and Cassini will no longer be able to see one another. At that point, Cassini will turn gracefully toward Earth and start transmitting the Huygens data back to us. Only then will scientists be able to see whether the instruments aboard the probe actually worked. John Czarnecki shakes his head and smiles just thinking about it.
You know, when I started on this 15 years ago, it seemed like a pretty sensible thing to do. But I do sometimes now wake up and ask myself, sort of in the middle of the night, I wake up in a cold sweat and think, really, we must be pretty crazy to have embarked on this mission.
Crazy, maybe. But if it all works, it will not only be a great moment in the history of technology, but it will provide the first close look at one of the most curious places in our solar system. Richard Harris, NPR News, Darmstadt, Germany.
Some pretty cool pictures and more information about Titan are at npr.org.